This podcast replay is brought to you by BocaJawSurgery.com. From dental implants, wisdom teeth, jaw surgery, and facial cosmetic procedures, trust your care to a board-certified oral and facial surgeon. Call Dr. Ronnie Katz today, 561-499-3331, BocaJawSurgery.com.
How does Cam Kitchens have any comparison to Chop? My point is, a lot of times you draft players all throughout the draft because you love... Okay, here's the analogy. All right, so, Sean, you went to law school. And, you know, you interned and you did... You worked on some cases as a researcher and you did all that. And then a firm wants to hire you. Are you a good lawyer at that point? At that point.
I am, but most people know.
Exactly. Right. Okay. But I'm saying
normal people. No, we're not.
Not Sean Stanley. Normal people like me, okay, you're not a good lawyer. You're not there yet, but they see the potential. They saw the grades, the work ethic. They saw some of the stuff you did as a researcher, some of the stuff you did on your own, you know, small, you know, cases and all that. And they said, okay, this is a guy or a woman we can groom for bigger cases, corporate cases, yada, 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 all that kind of stuff, right? You get out of medical school, are you a finished and perfect doctor? There's no freaking way. And so we're all hired on potential. You do know that, right? Like when I first got to radio, the first week of radio, do you think I could sit and do what I do every day now for 2-3 hours and flow? In fact, there are people that are doing radio for 5, 10, and 20 years and still can't do what I do without breaking every 10 minutes for 8 more minutes. Okay? So you think I can do this 34 years ago? But somebody hired me and said, okay, he's got potential. He can grow into this. I can make him a producer, then I can make him an update guy, and then I can make him a co-host, and then I can make him a host. You know, because that's kind of how it goes. So Chop Robinson, and of course, it doesn't matter who it is, Cam Kitchens or everything. Nobody is pretty much drafted and, oh, this guy's a finished product. We're ready to go. Let's take off. No, you're Drew Brees. You're going to have warts. You're going to go through hell. And then the light's going to go on, and then you're year 5, and you're off and running. And you finally figured it out. But somebody drafted you on potential in the late first round, or early second, was it? Yeah, early second, whatever the hell it was. You see what I'm saying? So that's where Chop Robinson and Cam Kitchens and, not Chop, and Orlando Alzigary and the rest of us have in common. You're never hired as a finished product, but I don't know where this attitude comes from with you people. Was Jason Taylor the Hall of Famer when he got out of Akron? Or was he a skinny kid that was getting run over and was pushed around by tackles and was getting banged up and you know, he had to kind of grow into the position? Oh, yeah, exactly. He had to grow into the position. Zach Sealer was on somebody's practice squad. Christian Wilkins was a bust for a lot of you the first year. You know, a lot of you that wanted Christian Wilkins back and you're pissed at the team that they didn't sign him and they didn't give him $30 million a year and the yada, 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 yada. Half those people are the people that used to rip the shit out of Christian Wilkins after year one. I heard it all the time. Oh, what a wasted pick, oh. Can we let the kid grow? He's not a finished product. Perspective. It's what we do here. You know, instead of you trapped in your closed-minded ways of looking at it, we're going to open your mind and show you other things so you can kind of, okay, well, then maybe I can, you know, I'm not that convinced about Chop, but hey, dude, that Manny Diaz point, that's kind of interesting. Okay, so the Dolphin people like him. Man, you hear good reports, but Manny Diaz has an eye for defensive ends. It's what we do here. We give you a perspective on this kind of stuff so you can look at it a little different. So that way you're not panicking about a cap crisis when there is no cap crisis. They hit on a lot of picks 2 years in a row. There's no way you're re-signing all of them. So they've decided to only sign the quarterback this year, and then the next wave of players are the ones they're signing. That's what's happening. It's not a cap crisis. It's fiscal decisions that you have to make. But in the short term, I can call it a cap crisis because it sells papers. It gets clicks. It gets you pissed off. So it fills the agenda of the media, even if it's misinformed and wrong.